第二十二天
Part C
常考话题
Weather, Climate and Places
经典图片集图片一
Candidate A As can be seen in the picture, Beijing seasons are distinct. Its autumn and spring are most congenial, with a few weeks very charming. Its winter and summer are less agreeable, since the long cold months are frigid,dry and dusty, and the middle of the calendar year is hot and very humid. The period from September to November is popularly referred to as Beijing's golden autumn. The weather is balmy, and the sky is cloudless and deep blue. This is the best time to get out in the capital's surrounding hills and countryside to view the beautiful sceneries and play. Beijing's winter is not for the weak-hearted or those with thin blood.Siberian cold fronts can make December through March a long haul. The capital's spring is short and dry, with the infamous yellow winds, the sandstorm, periodically dumping inches of the Gobi Desert on Beijing. There'll be a few days in the spring every year that you can't see the sun at all, because it is hiding behind a veil of sand. Beijing's summer is kind of killing. The highest temperature may reach 43 degrees Celsius,And some days, it's so hot and humid that you'll just feel like taking a sauna, no matter you're in or outside the room. So, as long as it's within the budget, a family will surely get an air conditioner.
Candidate B.
Beijing's winter and summer are two extremes. In the winter, it's freezing, and there'll be about 4 or 5 snows each year.The north wind is so strong that you can't help trembling. You just feel like tens of knives scratching your face. In the summer, especially July and August, there will be thunder showers in the afternoon, and there are huge amounts of mosquitoes, especially at night.
图片二
Candidate B.
This is a picture of one sect of the Great Walls in China.The Great Wall is one of the world's most renowned wonders. It was originally constructed as a gigantic defensive project. Its beginning can be traced back to the 7th century BC, during the spring and autumn periods. Walls were built at strategic points by different kingdoms to protect their northern territories. In 221 BC, the first emperor of a united China, Qin Shi Huang, decided to have the walls linked up and extended.When it was finished, he called it Wan Li Chang Cheng, which means 10,000 li long wall. Historical records show that about 1 million people, 1/5 of China's population at that time, were involved in the project, and it took them more than 10 years to complete. The Great Wall extends from Shanhaiguan in Hebei province to Jiayuguan in Gansu. Fortresses were constructed at strategic points.Beacon towers were built on both sides of the wall at commanding points. Whenever the enemy was sighted, bonfires were lit on the towers to signal warning messages. The wall traverses mountains and gullies. We can imagine how difficult it was to build along steep slopes under harsh conditions. All the rocks, bricks, and lime had to be carried up to the mountains at the cost of back-breaking labor. According to rough calculation,The amount of bricks and rocks used to build the wall would have been enough to build a wall 5 meters thick around the world.
Candidate A.
The Great Wall is the great creation of ancient Chinese people. In 1987, UNESCO proclaimed the Great Wall a World Heritage. Usually it refers to Badaling, a Ming stretch of the Great Wall,which is 75 kilometers northwest of Beijing. To fully appreciate its greatness, you must go and see it yourself. In China, there is the saying, he who fails to reach the Great Wall is not a true man.
经典短文
The Great Pyramid. The kings of ancient Egypt planned strong tombs to save their bodies after death and to hold their treasures.Over these tombs, huge stone pyramids were built. There are over 80 known pyramids in Egypt, But the Great Pyramid is the largest of all. The Great Pyramid was built thousands of years ago for a king called Khufu. It is located on the west bank of the Nile River, not far from Cairo. In fact, all the pyramids along the Nile are on its west bank. The ancient Egyptians compared the rising of the sun to the beginning of life, and the setting of the sun to the end of life. This is why their dead were buried on the west bank of the Nile. It's very hard to realize just how big the Great Pyramid is. It has over 2,300,000 blocks of solid stone. These huge stone blocks weigh an average of 2.5 tons each, as much as a small car. Some even weigh 15 tons. Without machinery, the ancient Egyptians cut and lifted each of these stones. Many of the blocks came from the east bank of the Nile, and they were taken across the river in boats at flood time. It took more than 100,000 slaves 20 years to build the Great Pyramid. The Great Pyramid is over 450 feet high today, and it was once higher. Its base covered 13 acres. Each of the sides of the pyramids is 755 feet long, or about as long as 2 city blocks. It takes about 20 minutes to walk all the way around the pyramid. Every king wants his tomb to be the best, but Khufu outdid them all. The surface of his pyramid used to shine with smooth white limestone, and its top came to a sharp point. Inside, the body of Khufu rested in a great stone coffin. His body was preserved to last forever, and many treasures were buried with him. Now, after many years, the shining surface is worn away, and men have taken some of the huge stone blocks to build other things. Thieves have stolen the treasures, and they have stolen the body of Khufu himself. Today, the sides of the Great Pyramid are no longer smooth and white. The limestone is gone. The huge stones are exposed, and you can climb them like steps to the top. When you have reached the top, you can see for miles about you. You can see the smaller pyramids and the Sphinx, the great stone statue of the lion with a human head. To the west, you can see the Libyan desert, and to the east, you can see the green Nile Valley and the modern city of Cairo.